You'd like to hear the eyewitness, right?
Yes, sir.
The father. Okay, here's the girl. Come on, boy. Oh, boy.
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you want to know?
Oh, just give me a complete description of what you saw.
A description?
Uh-huh.
Well, there was like six windows in this thing, and they were all bright, right? And they had this one little, like a half round thing on top. And these lights were like in a row. And there was a little round thing on top of it. And my boyfriend and I looked up and we saw it. And then all of a sudden we saw like this black part of it, like a window.
Uh-huh.
So around and went from the left to the right and went in a circle. And this was really bright. And it was like sort of near us, like right near us, you know, and it's really bright. And that's all I could say. I saw six lights, and they were in a row with one black light, and it went from light to left to right, and it was a half, like a half a thing on top, half a circle on top, and that was really light. You know, it was all lit up. But because I know, yeah, it stayed over some trees. It hovered over trees, and it just stayed there because we were sitting down, and at first on this lawn in front of the bank, and I looked up, and I. You know, at first I thought it was an airplane, but then I thought it was funny because it just stayed in one spot. And it didn't have no red or green running lights. And, you know, it was funny. And then I said, there ain't no airplane. That's a UFO. So I got scared and I got up and we stood up. And when we stood up, the thing started coming towards us. And I said, come on, come on. I was pulling on him. He wanted to stay there and watch it. I was saying, no, come on. And we were running. And then when this thing, when we started running, it went off in like a northeasterly direction. And I was so afraid.
Okay. Do you have any estimate as how close that got to you?
It was right across the road. Across the road down the road. Well, I don't know how many feet or
just across the road from you?
No, not directly across. Like diagonal across the road from us.
Okay.
And it was about a quarter of a mile away from us. And it was right over the tree.
Okay. What time did you spot that?
It was about 9 minutes after 10 last night. Because we just looked at our watches. Because he told me his father was going to take me home at 10:30.
Okay. Now, did this object, could you actually see an object that these lights were attached to?
No, I didn't see the object. I saw the lights. And all of a sudden I saw the black thing, the black part of it. It looked like one of them also. And it just went around. And it was like near us. And it was really light and big, too. And that was another reason why I knew it wasn't a plane. A plane doesn't go around a circle.
Okay, now you say it was big. Can you estimate its size with something that you know?
Well, we were doing that last night with my father, and he says that if I put my arm up, my arm straight out, and I look up into the sky, it would be about 6 inches across if I put something out from my arm.
Uh-huh.
You know? And that's how big it was, from where I was in the sky. But of course it was bigger, but that's about how big it was. When I saw it, it was about 6 feet.
Okay. And about how long did you watch that?
Oh, we saw it. We were watching. We were running, but we were watching it too. And we saw it for about, all together, 4 minutes. 3 or 4 minutes.
And as soon as you started running, then the thing moved away?
Yeah, it went in the northeasterly direction.
Okay. Did you hear any sound coming from it?
No, there was no sound. See, we were on a highway.
Uh-huh.
And it was really funny. There was no cars. You know, like there was cars and the road cleared. And then there was no cars. And I don't even know why I looked up. It must have caught my eye, the lights or something like that. But it was quiet. It was so quiet there,
Okay, now, after the object moved away, how about the traffic on the highway?
When the object went away, I went to his house. I wanted to stop at the nearest house, but he kept saying, no, no. And I went to his house and I called my father, and then when my father came and got us, and we went driving around to see if we could see it still, and we wanted to show him the area, and the cars were there again after it left. So.
Okay, and you didn't see any at all while this thing was there?
No, there was no cars at all.
Is that usually a busy highway?
Yeah, it's usually one of the main highways here.
Okay, you said it was very, very quiet?
Yeah.
Is this kind of a spooky quiet?
No, the quietness didn't really hit me,
uh-huh.
The highway makes, clears, usually a light might turn red. We're out in Long Island. I don't know if I told you that, but we're out in Long Island.
Uh-huh.
And in New York. And You know, it clears every once in a while, but it was really funny. There was no cars there, and there was no sound. We just saw it. And I was so afraid. I thought it might come back to my house and get me at night or something.
Uh-huh.
I was so afraid.
Did you have any strange feelings before you actually saw this object?
Did I have any, excuse me?
Yeah, just before you saw the object, anything really out of the ordinary?
No.
Okay.
Just sitting there talking.
Now, did you say that was hovering right above the treetops?
Yeah, right above it. It was really close.
Okay. And did you see anything else in the sky? Any aircraft in the sky at the time?
I didn't look around. All I noticed was that.
Okay.
I was on that night. You know, I saw the airplane. Okay. You know, I know the difference between airplanes because they have the red and green running lights.
Right.
And, you know, they blink. You know, there's light on the blink. But these lights, they were there, and they were so bright. I thought it was strange because, you know, like, when you first see something, all these different thoughts go through your head.
Yes.
And it was strange because I thought, I'm thinking, an airplane isn't like that. And you can't see the lights of an airplane in the windows or whatever. And then you see this thing going around. I was so afraid.
Now, did the glow from the lights light up the ground area or the trees?
No.
Okay. And did these lights stay on as the object moved away?
Yep.
Was there any change in the brightness or the color?
No, they were like a light bulb color.
Just stayed the same?
Yep.
Okay. Where did you get our number?
We called the FAA control tower at Islip MacArthur Airport.
Okay.
People.
Okay.
We reported the incident last night, and they told us to call back this morning.
Okay.
The only credence I can lend to this is that the girl is visibly upset. She was visibly upset when she called me last night. She did not sleep. That's how bad she was shaken up.
Okay.
The girl has been around aircraft. I have flown a few times myself. They have been with me. I have been in the aircraft industry, so she knows the difference between an airplane, a chopper, and something that shouldn't be there.
All right. If we need additional information on this, would it be permissible to come call back to you?
Yes, it would.
All right, sir. Is there anything else that the lady can add to that?
Just that the one thing that stuck out in her mind was the black spot that kept moving from left to right.
Uh-huh.
Blacking out one window section at a time. She described it to me. She drew a picture. It's six squared-off windows in a row, horizontally. I made her hold her arm out, and she says it was about 6 inches in length from left to right, the distance of the windows. The windows were six in a row within this 6 inches.
Uh-huh.
She says the black spot moved from the left to the right, blacking out one window at a time, and it went around three times.
Okay.
I called the control tower, and right away they said a chopper. The girl knows a chopper. There was no sound associated with it. Like she said, there was no nav light showing. What more can I say other than the white dome light on top?
Right.
Lighted up dome on top. Let me put it that way.
And that light on top, was that steady?
Yeah.
Okay.
The control tower had no other calls. They had no references to it. What more can I tell you other than the girl was visibly shaking?
Okay. If we send a questionnaire, do you assist her in filling it out?
I had the girl sit down and write everything down while it was still fresh in her mind, and you can have all the information that we have.
Oh, beautiful. Well, then we'll get a letter off to you right away.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much for your trouble.
And thank you for calling.
Right.
Bye. Bye.